Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Mark Perez, who is the COO of an organization called Fostering Unity. Hey, Mark, can you believe it? For 19 years ago this month here at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused simply on our core purpose of helping people in organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wonder, from your experience, what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Mark, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thanks, Paul. Well, first off, congratulations on 19 years. It's an honor to be the person honoring that with you this month. I am, as you said, the COO for Fostering Unity. Fostering Unity is a charitable nonprofit based here in California, specifically in the LA area, that helps support foster caregivers and youth that are in the foster program, specifically in intensive and trauma-informed care, and helping with filling in the gap between what the county provides and what the foster care system can provide. But to answer your bigger question and why we're talking today, kind of reflecting on my experiences of what we're going through now and the past, the biggest thing is going to be continuous learning. You know, we're always learning, both in our personal life and in our work life, and how you kind of cross over the past as well as what the changing environment and your work environment is going to be really helpful for you. And cultivating that, not just in your own growth, but in your environment. Constant development in everyday activities. The company that I was working at just before I was here at Fostering Unity was Bang Zoom Studios. And we worked with you oh so briefly to help us with our learning in our operations and kind of keeping the team agile and the programs innovative. That continuous learning culture of conscientious learning helped us to kind of adapt to the changing markets in the entertainment industry. That's probably number one for us. Number two is empowerment through leadership. I was lucky enough to have someone take me under their wing and show me the ropes at my first two jobs, both in technology and then with the military. And effective leaders that can provide really clear instruction, guidance, and support can set the stage for team members to thrive and then for that organization to thrive. And that came through empowering leadership to better adjust, you know, what things are being learned and the learning technique or style, if you will. And that has followed through not just in my own learning, but in teaching others and being patient with others on the things that they can do in their role. And then probably the third pillar is going to be performance. Measurement, right? So you've got your continuous learning and then how to lead. And the last is the metrics of gauging progress and having some accountability to the work that's being done, and not necessarily from the position of looking to smack people's hands when they make a mistake, but in learning, this is the important thing that we need you to do. Here's how you can do it. Here's where the gray zone is of where you have a little bit of flexibility, but then still being rigorous in your measurement and knowing this person can perform to that level. But if we have them with a stretch goal or with a bit more, that'll be really helpful. And then I just kind of want to end on one of the things that I think is constantly important is training. So it's the old adage about a staff manager who goes to the executive team and says, I need $100,000 for an investment in training of the team that will help the team to perform better. It'll save the company money. It'll speed up production, whatever it might be. And at that executive meeting, the CFO questions the wisdom of making that significant investment and saying, what if we spend all that money training our staff and people take those tools and they leave us to go work for someone else? And this CEO counters back with, what if we don't train them and they stay? For me, that's really important.
Mark, just a very quick response to that little story at the end there. What came to mind to me, I'm not sure that you've heard this before, that Albert Einstein, when he was based at Caltech, who, one of our clients actually Caltech, and he said something along the lines of when he was getting frustrated with the finance people, he said the trouble with most accountants is they know the cost of everything, but the value of very little. Thought that's quite a profound statement. And then just a personal comment, if I may, Mark. Obviously, you have a rich history before you joined your present organization. But again, I just want to say a big thank you for the work you're doing with the in the foster care system. It's something I'm very passionate about. Our daughter works in that field, as you know. And my wife and I volunteered for probably about 8 years now with a similar organization. And just a heartbreaking and also an incredibly heartwarming mission to get behind. So if I could, just a message out to the subscribers, as we always do, to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. And then, Mark, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Heck yes.
Mark, thanks ever so much for taking a few minutes with us. And I wish you all the best in your future endeavors. And I look forward to staying in touch. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Paul.
Appreciate you.
Pleasure is mine. Have a great day.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.